And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. This is Al Korns, and I'm going to lead you into a group headed up by Nat Pierce, Woody Herman's piano player for a few years. The title is 5400 North on the CD, probably a reference to a watering hole somewhere. And it's on the Hep Jazz label out of Scotland. Seems like they could have come up with a better name for the label than that. But anyway, in addition to Nat Pierce on piano, we have Bill Perkins on tenor, Dick Collins on trumpet, Bob Saravia on bass, Frank Kapp on drums, and it's a Harry Warren, Mac Gordon tune, There Will Never Be Another You. Thank you. There Will Never Be Another You, a group headed up by Nat Pierce. Nice bass solo there by Bob Sarabi on bass, along with Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Dick Collins on trumpet, and Frankie Capp on drums.
I'm going to continue with highlighting the tenor sax work of Zoot Sims. And through the course of his career, he got together with tenor sax man Al Cohn and cut several albums. This is a track from an album they cut together called From A to Z. And besides Al and Zoot on tenor sax, we've got O.C. Johnson on drums, Milt Hinton the Judge on bass, Hank Jones on piano. And this is their swinging version of the old standard East of the Sun. Thank you. Of Al Cohn and Zoot Sims. They worked together many, many times and cut several albums over the years. It was from their album From A to Z. It was the old evergreen East of the Sun, and the fine rhythm section there of O.C. Johnson on drums, Milt Hinton on bass, and Hank Jones on piano on that track.
Next, we have a group headed up by Buck Clayton. With the intriguing title on Columbia, Jam Sessions from the Vault. It's an 11-piece group with Tyree Glenn on trombone and Tyree Glenn on vibes. Not at the same time, of course. J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Julian Dash on tenor, Walter Page on bass, Bobby Donaldson on drums. It's an Alec Wilder, Eddie Sauter, Ray Gilbert collaboration called All the Cats Join In.
Thank you.
That was All the Cats Join In, a Buck Clayton jam session. Some interesting pairs on that track with Buck Clayton on trumpet and who's the other trumpet? Ruby Braff on trumpet. J.C. Higginbotham and Tyree Glenn on trombone. Julian Dash and who's the other?
Coleman Hawkins?
Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. So they paired up nicely.
We're going to go back to our spotlight artist of the week, Zoot Sims. This is another one of those albums that they cut for Norman Granz on the Pablo label. They cut five or six albums together, and they're all gems. This is Sims on tenor sax, Jimmy Rawls on piano, George Mraz on bass, Mousy Alexander on drums. And this is a tune that it's an old evergreen from the late 30s, early 40s. It hadn't been played in years and years, and so they revived it. And it's a gorgeous rendition of You're My Everything. Thank you. great old standard. I don't think it's played nearly enough. Revived by Zoot Sims and Jimmy Rawls from their album If I'm Lucky on the Pablo label. Of course, Zoot there on tenor sax, Rawls on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Mousy Alexander on drums. What's up next, Al?
Well, next we have a group headed up by Chet Baker. It's on a Pacific Jazz CD called Young Chet. In addition to Chet on trumpet, we have Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Littman on drums. And it's a tune written by the tenor man, Phil Urso, called Extra Mild.
Thank you.
that was extra mild, and it was, the Chet Baker Quintet. Chet Baker on trumpet, Phil Urso tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums.
Going to return now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man, Zeus Sims. And we're going to cut something that he did with valve trombonist Bobby Brookmeyer. He cut several albums with Zeus Sims. I played one earlier, East of the Sun. He also cut several albums with Bobby Brookmeyer on valve trombone. And this is from their, they have co-billing on this album called Wooey. And here's, they're backed up by Hank Jones on piano, Bill Crow on bass, the inimitable Joe Jones on drums. This is the old standard that's done by a lot of tenor sax men, and it's a, never get tired of it. It's called Lullaby of the Leaves.
Thank you.
Lullaby of the Leaves, done by Zoot Sims on tenor sax, and his soulmate, he cut many albums with him, Bob Bookmeyer, on valve trombone. What's up next, Al?
Next we have an interesting tune performed by Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan. Desmond, of course, spent most of his career with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and Mulligan has headed up his own big band and done many, many small group sessions. In addition to Desmond on alto and Mulligan on baritone, we have John Beale on bass, Connie Kay on drums. It's a tune written by Mulligan, and I have to be careful with it. It's called Blight of the Fumblebee.
Thank you.
The Blight of the Fumblebee, the Paul Desmond, Jerry Mulligan Quartet with John Beale on bass, Connie Kay on drums, on a Bluebird CD titled Two of a Mind.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Alan Corns, and we've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here for the last, better part of the last 2 hours. Here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night, and so I hope you'll make it a habit of joining us. I'm going to go out with our highlight artist of the week, Zoot Sims, from an album simply called Zoot. It's a Zoot Sims quartet with Zoot on sax, John Williams on piano, Gus Johnson on bass, Nobby Toto on Gus Johnson on drums, Nobby Toto on bass. And this is Oscar Pettiford's composition, Bohemia After Dark.